But we are celebrating 60 glorious years with Her Majesty this weekend. Stockport streets will be a sea of red, white and blue for the Jubilee Bank Holiday weekend. Parties, events and celebrations are taking place right across the borough over the next few days. One of the first is underway right now. It's at Unity Park in Reddish, and reporting on the events and catching up with party goers is Pure's Katie Booth.
Hello Phil, yes I'm here at Unity Park in Reddish. The weather is quite miserable, but it's really great to see that so many people have turned out here to support the event. And I've managed to grab the organiser, Bob, who's with me now. Bob, do you want to say a few words?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how's it been going today then, Bob?
Oh, it's been brilliant. We've had a brilliant day, all the children, and we've had a good Jubilee party. All the children enjoyed horse riding and football, and we've had free food for the children and drinks and bouncy castles, so we're just lucky with the weather. It's just going a bit drizzly now, but we've done all right.
Yeah. Holding up, Lizzie, are you happy with how things have gone today?
Oh, very happy. Everybody's happy, yeah.
And why did you want to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee?
Well, we thought we'd do something for the... We always do something in the park every year. We have a fun day in August, but we thought we'd put one on for the 60th Queen's Jubilee, which will never happen again in our time. So we wanted to treat the children to a good day.
Fantastic, and they are having that, and yeah. We've got lots of people here. We've got we've even got ponies, and so from Reddish Vale Farm, Carolyn's here. Why did you want to get involved in the event today?
We felt it was really important to be part of the local community and to show our support for this fantastic event being held in Unity Park today.
And tell us about your farm at Reddish Vale.
We've got a riding school, so you can come along and ride our wonderful world-class ponies that we've got there. We've also got a tea room that offers a wide variety of food to eat. And we have an animal farm, small animals, a petting centre, really, really good value for money, which is open 11 while 4 every day throughout school holidays.
Fantastic. So you're having fun here today?
We're having a super day. It's been really well organised. The ponies have been very well behaved, as always, and it's been well supported.
That's good to know. Well, the fun continues here, Phil, and I'll have more guests for you later on. So back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Katie. I'm sure Katie's having fun. Hopefully she'll manage to grab a cupcake or two as well throughout the afternoon. Continues right here on Stockport's Pures. We celebrate with Her Majesty 60th glorious years with Her Majesty this weekend, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations.
Stockport's Pure 107.8 FM.
And whilst we're celebrating the 60 glorious years with Her Majesty on Pure this weekend, Stockport streets, a sea of red, white and blue for the Jubilee weekend. One of the first we've already been and found out a little bit about what's been going on at Unity Park in Reddish this afternoon. It's our reporter catching up with the party goers. Here's Katie Booth.
Hello Phil, yes it's raining here in Reddish, but it's not dampened our spirits. And everybody's getting into the spirit of things. I'm here with Jean, and if you can just describe what Jean is wearing. You know, you look like better than the Queen today, Jean. You've got all these sequins in the style of a Union Jack. So you're helping out today. How's it been for you?
Fabulous. Everybody's been very generous and very, very friendly, and it's been one big party.
That's great. And what does the Jubilee mean to you, Jean?
Well, the Queen's been on the throne 60 years. We think she's brilliant for her age.
That's great. And so the fun still continues. I've seen you've been having a go at the YMCA earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great to see everybody getting involved with the Macarena and all kinds of dances here. And I've got the right idea with Anna because she's in a tent and so we're outside of the rain now. So why are you here today, Anna?
Hi. I'm working with the Communities Living Sustainably bid. We're trying to get £1 million for the Reddish Vale and surrounding areas to help make the community more sustainable.
Fantastic. And why did you want to be involved in the Jubilee celebrations in particular?
Well, it's a good opportunity for us to meet the local community and talk with a lot of people and get their ideas, which is what we've had today. It's been great.
Fantastic. And what's been your highlight of today then?
The highlight has been meeting a lot of the people that work so hard in the community, actually, and work with all the community groups. They've been fantastic to meet them. Yeah, it's been great.
That's really nice to know. Well, I'll tell you what, my highlight has been a volcano ice cream. I've not had one of those in years, and I've enjoyed it despite the weather. It's great here, Phil. Really loving it down in Reddish. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Katie. And don't you get yourself too excited with that ice cream there, will you now? Get yourself dried off, won't you?
I think I'll stay in this tent for a while longer now to dry out.
Lovely. Thank you, Katie. Katie, you're joining us this afternoon with the celebrations. And if you